Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Welcome to Tales of the Resistance, where we bring you stories of defiance and rebellion, little glimmers of hope in overwhelming times. I am obviously not Amber Hunt. Let's dive in. Workers in Germany are standing in solidarity with Americans against the Trump regime. According to the World Socialist website, quote, in a webinar titled Trump's Coup and How to Stop It, the International Committee of the Fourth International and the Socialist Equality Party, the U.S. sister party of the Socialist Equality Party in Germany, issued a call to unite the working class on the basis of an international socialist program to defeat Trump, end quote. A bus driver named P. Nahat in Berlin told the website, quote, we must fight against this in every respect. Immigrants are being treated like garbage. This is the case in every country, whether in Germany, America, or elsewhere. In reality, immigrants are the backbone of society. Without them, the entire system would collapse, end quote. He also reminded the reader that America is a country of immigrants, built by immigrants. Kim, an immigrant to Germany from Scandinavia, said, quote, I consider the struggle that Trump's attempted dictatorship is imposing on you as my struggle too. It is a global revolutionary fight for the future of humanity, end quote. And Max, a psychiatric nurse, posted their response on TikTok, in part saying, quote, the problems we face here are the problems workers face worldwide. When I heard about the protests and uprising in Los Angeles, I knew immediately this isn't a local problem or a sudden escalation. It's the expression of a global system that offers workers nothing but misery, insecurity, and oppression, end quote. Take it from a country that suffered the very real consequences of a dictatorship less than a century ago. If it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it's probably fascism. The LA Dodgers responded to protesters outside Dodger Stadium this week by releasing a statement on Twitter letting ICE know they're not welcome there. The statement read, quote, this morning, ICE agents came to Dodger Stadium and requested permission to access the parking lots. They were denied entry to the grounds by the organization. Tonight's game will be played as scheduled, end quote. LA City Councilwoman Eunices Hernandez attended the protest and told local reporters,
Los Angeles has 1.3 million immigrants. We have whole economies. Even the sports industry thrives off the labor of immigrants and Latinos.
And while the Dodgers are making strides, some community activists aren't impressed. Raul Clarez with California Rising, a group formed in 2016 in response to Trump's first election, told reporters,
but we are boycotting games here at the stadium.
We're zone tonight.
No.
You're boycotting.
We're asking people to go to the small businesses.
Gustavo Arellano, frequent contributor to local media outlets, including the Los Angeles Times and KPCC, the city's public radio station, wrote in an op-ed for the Times that the Dodgers' response to the growing crisis that has disproportionately affected their fan base, made up in large part by Latinos, is too little, too late. Arellano cites the Dodgers' complicity in the razing of three barrios in the 1950s on the site that would eventually house their stadium. And while he acknowledges that sports teams are, quote, capitalist endeavors, not charity cases whose stated mission is to provide bread and circuses to the masses while making as much profit as possible in the process, and that they have no obligation to take stances on the issues of the day and probably shouldn't, end quote, he points out that the Dodgers have a long history with breaking color barriers, standing with other social justice causes, and have a roster of many visa holders. The team largely markets themselves to the Latino community and as such has a moral obligation to stand with their fans who pour millions of dollars a year into their pockets. The Dodgers have committed to giving $1 million in financial assistance, quote, to families impacted by Trump's raids and promised aid to trusted LA institutions like the California Community Foundation to help in the matter, end quote. Arellano notes, quote, that's a good start, but I hope the team sees it as just a start. Trump has already promised that the same rage he's inflicted on Los Angeles will soon come to Chicago and New York. cities with large immigrant populations, and their own historic baseball teams. That's why the Dodgers need to summon the moral courage of their past even more and once again set an example others want to follow. End quote. And lastly, a group of protesters, many in wheelchairs, were arrested for, quote, crowding, obstructing, and incommoding, end quote, inside the Russell Senate Rotunda in Washington, D.C. on Wednesday, the 25th of June. The protesters were voicing their opposition to the devastating proposed cuts to Medicaid in Trump's so-called Big Beautiful Bill. For the record, I am really resentful that I have to say those words. Thanks a lot, Amber. According to coverage in The Independent, quote, protesters chanted slogans such as no cuts to Medicaid and kill the bill. Other protesters unfurled a banner stating, Senate Republicans, don't kill us, on one of the staircases, end quote. And in related news, in response to noted brainworm landlord and prototype for a Star Wars villain RFK's outrageous claims that people with autism will never write poetry or pay their taxes, Sarah Taylor, social media influencer and woman with late diagnosed autism, recited a poem she wrote in middle school.
I've written a poem. I know, surprising, right? And I actually got it published in Teen Magazine. So RFK, this is for you. Even though I think you know, I'll tell you anyway what I think, how I feel about you every day. I love you so, but my tears just flow whenever I think of you. Because I think, I'm pretty sure, I always will love you. So I can write a poem. Many of us can. And I paid my taxes this week.
This has been Tales of the Resistance, a production of Grabbag Collab. This episode was reported by me, Daisy Egan. The show is produced by Amanda Rossman. If you want to support Grabbag Collab, head to patreon.com/grabbagcollab. Keep up the resistance.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.